Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And Andy, that will completely change the way you look at certain players on those two teams, won't it? Because by golly, they'll be champions.
Yes, exactly. That's how I feel about it.
Is it really? It's not how I feel. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner over there is Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. This time of the year is always fun because you do play for championships. And that's, you know, the NHL plays for the Stanley Cup. It's a big deal. It's a long tournament. The NBA playoffs, now with 10 teams getting some type of postseason basketball, is an extremely long tournament. But it oftentimes defines the way that people think about individual athletes. And I don't know whether or not that should be the case. A gentleman who is a part of four NBA championships, including one here in Cleveland, is LeBron James, Akron native.
Really? He's from here?
Yeah, he is. Did you know that?
Define here.
Northeast Ohio.
Okay, good. Yes, 100% correct, yes.
He and Steve Nash co-host a podcast called Mind the Game. And they have some very frank discussions about things, and they're oftentimes very interesting. And LeBron and Steve were just on their podcast recently talking about, they call it ring culture.
Ah,
you know, win a ring.
Okay, for the king.
Win a ring for the king, which Shaq wasn't able to help pull off, unfortunately. That would have been fun. But they're talking about ring culture and what it means in the NBA and championships and all that stuff. And I thought LeBron's comments were very, very interesting from a guy who obviously chased a ring in Miami.
Yes.
You know, so that was part of this. But it's kind of a long comment. We might stop it here when we get a good point and discuss a little bit. Okay. But here's what LeBron and Steve Nash discussed on their podcast, Mind the Game.
I wish I had the answer to this, but I'm not sure, man. I don't know why it's discussed so much in our sport. And why it's the A-all, be-all of everything. You weren't a great player if you never won a championship. Yeah. It's like, or if you won one, then you can't be in the same conversation with this person. It's like,
but that's a great point, because what you're saying is like, no matter what you have, you need more. No matter what.
Right.
No matter what, it can never end.
It's just like, you sit here and you tell me, you know, Allen Iverson and Charles Barkley and Steve Nash, it wasn't unbelievable. Like, oh, they can't be talked about or discussed with these guys is because this guy won one ring or won two rings or won, like, it's just weird to me. It's like saying Peyton Manning can't be in the same room with Brady or Mahomes because he only has one ring. They don't never discuss that in a sport.
Right.
Or telling me that Dan Marino is not the greatest slinger of all time, or he can't be in the room with those guys because he didn't win a championship. Mm-hmm. They don't discuss those things. I don't.
LeBron James with Steve Nash. You buy that?
Yeah.
By the way, Peyton did win too.
As
LeBron knows his sports, though.
No, as I was listening to the whole thing, Jeff, I'm thinking about,
there's more to come.
How far he's come as more of a psychological, I don't know if that's the right word, just philosophical, psychological perspective on sports and the maturity. You think about when he first started, because we were all around, and to hear him say something like that, I wonder if LeBron James today would have said that to LeBron James in his first couple years in Cleveland after he got drafted. You would think that probably when LeBron first got here, he was like, I got to win a ring.
But as he said, there's such a big emphasis put on it in the NBA. You know, there really is. And I've never quite understood it. I think his point is absolutely right on the money. You're going to tell me Charles Barkley, Allen Iverson weren't tremendous basketball players, but they weren't on championship teams. And You know, so often guys get credit for carrying their teams to NBA championships. Bill Russell with 11 championships. Bill Russell, you could make the argument, carried his team. However, well, and I'll just read off some names to you.
I do think sometimes you become a victim of time. Imagine
that's it.
Imagine if the Cavaliers teams of Doherty, Price, Nance, Hot Rod, Harper
hadn't run up against Jordan.
If that brick wall called Jordan isn't there, where would we be looking at them?
Yeah. You know? Bill Russell played with Sam Jones, who won 10 championship rings. And Tommy Heinsohn, Casey Jones, Satch Sanders, and John Havlicek, who won 8. That team was together, and it was in an era when you can't bust up a team. You know, there was no free agency. They're not leaving. They just put all these pieces together, and it worked around one guy in particular, and they kept it going. And I couldn't agree with LeBron more. Robert Horry is the great story, you know, that you hear about all the time. Robert Horry has 7 championship rings. Well, was he the reason that he won rings with Houston, the Lakers, and the Spurs? No, he wasn't. But he was on those teams. Big Shot Bob. He was a good player on those teams, but he was in the right place at the right time and on the right team. And he helped. But that's, you know, so you can't say that Robert Horry is a better basketball player than Allen Iverson.
How about, where do you put James Jones? I mean, he's got 3 NBA championships, right?
And that's, he was in the right place. He was in the right place at the right time. LeBron and Steve Nash continued on this, the championship ring culture.
No, did Barry Bonds win a World Series? I don't think so. Barry Bonds never won a World Series. So. You can't sit here and tell me that he's not the greatest baseball player to ever touch a bat. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't understand where it came from. I don't know where it started. We have to appreciate more of what guys have been able to accomplish, what guys have been able to do. A ring is a team accomplishment.
Right.
And if you happen to have a moment where you're able to share that with your team, that should be discussed. This team was the greatest team, okay? Or that team, you can have those conversations. Mm-hmm. But like trying to nitpick an individual because he was not able to win a team game or a team match or whatever the case may be. I don't know where it started. It's just it's a long conversation, especially when it comes to like.
That's LeBron James with Steve Nash, and I couldn't agree with him more.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I agree with LeBron completely on that.
I do also, but you know, the conversation starts with two people sitting at a bar drinking a beer. That's where
I don't think they had beer. Dan, did they have beer there?
Dan, back me on this one, would you please?
He's talking about other human beings when we all had these discussions. Yeah.
So LeBron asked that at the end, you know, where do these conversations... But these are the storylines that drive sports. These are the reasons why fans are fans. These are the reasons why we cling on to our team or the team that we love, or we sit here on a Cleveland radio station and call up and say how much we love the Ravens or, you know, or we love the Steelers or something like that. And you're like, are those people absolutely crazy and out of their mind for doing that? But this is the beauty of sports. I also wonder what LeBron looks like if he's not sitting on the other side of 4 championships, right? And so
yeah, you wonder, okay, would he feel that way if he was, as he said, Steve Nash?
Yes.
As Steve's sitting there. It's not an insult.
Jim Kelly.
It's a team sport played by individuals, but in basketball, in hockey, in football, I mean, that's... Baseball is a team sport played by individuals. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
I mean, it's me against the pitcher. It's the pitcher against the hitter. Here comes the ground ball to me. You know, unless I'm making a relay, I don't really need my teammates. I got to throw it over to first. You know, but in basketball, I mean, it's got to be a unit. And it has to click. And if Charles Barkley happened to not have the right guys around him, doesn't take away from his greatness as a basketball player. I mean, Brad Doherty, Mark Price, Larry Nance, that was a great team, but it didn't win. doesn't mean it wasn't a really good team.
I think it's
held against players sometimes when it really shouldn't be.
Mike Trout's another guy that I think about, and that's in this conversation, oh, but right?
Don't as you? A baseball player, what can you possibly do?
I mean, there's boatloads of them. Steve Nash, the guy having this conversation, is always forefront in my
Ernie
head.
Banks.
But the reason I brought up Trout is just because Jeff's talking about winning. Like he was kind of differentiating between baseball being an individual game within a team sport, whereas in basketball, you have to be on the team, right? It's if someone doesn't pass you the ball, you're not going to get the numbers you want. I always laugh at these. Like, there are great assist players, right? The players that can just dish the ball out left and right, or they can get rid of a puck really fast, and so they get credit for an assist. But if the guy doesn't hit the bucket, then you don't get the assist. It's almost mind-blowing.
Yeah, Trout is always one of those two, because it's like forever has been, here's Mike Trout doing something you've never seen before in your life. And here are eight other guys playing their best. Like, and their best is sad.
Yeah.
Like, that's always been the problem with it. It's the great tweet that always floated around for the longest time, that Mike Trout went 6-for-6 with three home runs, and Shohei Ohtani hit two home runs, pitched six innings of shutout ball, the first time that had ever happened since Tungsten O'Doyle in the old, you know, Knee Sox League from 1884, and the Angels lost 6-4.
Larry's in Cleveland. Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Hey, good.
Okay, you guys, I'm going to probably get mad, but I don't agree with LeBron on that.
Okay, why not?
I think he's just trying to save face because he won't never catch Jordan.
I thought what you thought, Larry, too. Like, you're kind of wondering, is this his way of softening things up because people will make the argument that Jordan is a better basketball player than LeBron? Yeah, I thought that. I totally get where you're coming from. I get it.
Okay.
But I don't think he's wrong. I don't think he's wrong. That's the thing. I don't think LeBron's wrong. I think his perspective is okay and fair. But I do see where you're coming from, where, again, it comes back to the great bar conversation. Do you want LeBron or do you want Jordan?
I'm taking Jordan.
I still wonder where people sit on that, too, and especially here.
Larry, thank you very much. I couldn't agree with LeBron more. I disagree with Larry on that. And to me, it's not about Jordan. It's about the guys who didn't win, who don't get credit for it. Like Dan, and LeBron mentioned Dan Marino. Look at that sport. And LeBron's right. You can't say that Marino wasn't one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Of course he was. But his team didn't win a Super Bowl. Now, as a quarterback, are you supposed to lead your team to a Super Bowl or not? Folks, do you agree with LeBron? I don't think not winning a championship should be held against greatness when it comes to looking at pro athletes. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.